And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we got a phone call during the break. Boomer, we totally failed. Just an epic fail on both of our parts. Randall from Newmarket is the man who has saved the day. It would not have been the right thing if we had gotten through this entire day without playing the hump day camel. And so, Randall from Newmarket, you are a Right Side ruffian par excellence. We appreciate you. Boomer, have you got it? We got to play it. Play it!
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, God. It gets me every time. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Randall. Appreciate that very much. He called in to remind us just simply that we had forgotten to play the camel. So that was good doings. Hump day. It is hump day. You are halfway through the week, folks, and glad of it. Listen, we got a full show laid on for you. Lots of good stuff. But I'm pretty excited about what we're about to do here after the next break. So yesterday, we had the opportunity, thanks so much to Mike from Owens Crossroads, who happens to be a mutual friend, not only to the show, but to none other than Ted Nugent. Nugent was playing a concert last night in Huntsville at Mars Music Hall and had been making the rounds because he's on the Detroit Muscle Tour. I mean, the guy's been playing for over 50 years, and he is still, by the way, still making new albums, putting out new content. And still, by the way, not afraid to share his opinions. You know, they're not always the kind of thing that we can share on the air. In fact, we'll talk about it more later just for fun. But some of the most amazing moments in that interview are the ones that we can't share with you because the FCC would take issue. But we had a great time. He's definitely a lover of liberty, and he's definitely someone who is not afraid to say whatever he wants to say and could care less who takes offense. He's definitely not in the wallflower crowd. That's for sure. And I think one of the funniest moments was when he got onto Boomer during one of the breaks because we played an outro and it was Aerosmith. It was a bump by Aerosmith. And he goes, "What are you doing playing Aerosmith when you've got Ted Nugent on here?" Anyway, we had a lot of fun. But we're going to air that interview here in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned. It was fun. It was good. It was also interesting to hear him talk about the fact that, yes, there are other people in the music industry who are conservative but who don't want to speak out, and that's interesting, too, when you get down to it. You can tune in live to that on the live stream. So if you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org is our website that has all our stuff on it. So, yes, we are broadcasting live on the radio. We're covering half the state. I mean, seriously, we are on 92.5 FM and 770 AM with Cumulus Broadcasting's WVNN out of Huntsville. That covers a bunch of ground as it is. But then we've also syndicated, and we're on WXJC 101.1 FM, WYDE 850 AM, Crawford Media out of Birmingham, who has, they have two towers. Because of the combined something like 225,000 watts of broadcast power boosting this show now, we're able to basically say that we're covering from about Clanton to the Tennessee line, from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden, and literally lapping over into the neighboring states. So that's just cool. But the video stream, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So on the website, rightsideradio.org, there's a place on there where it says live video and podcast. On that, like right now, the show is on. You can see inside the Right Side studio, Boomer and I sitting at our respective stations doing the thing, hitting the buttons, talking in the mics. But we video recorded as well as audio recorded the interview with Ted Nugent. So that'll be up. You can watch it live if you want to. And I'm just telling you right now, there were a couple of moments when I know I lost control of that that interview in a good way. But it's anyway, that's coming up soon. Other things happening in that website, rightsideradio.org, all our podcasts are on there. We are right at about 66,500-ish downloads on the podcast, and that's way cool. Am I right, Boomer, saying that? What we got?
66,600 to be exact.
Sweet! We picked up like 300 more since yesterday. That's a way that a lot of folks follow our show. If you miss a part, if you want to grab a part and hear it again, if you want to send a clip of it to a friend, like what happens a lot of times is people will say, hey, how do I find that interview you did with the AG or with Ted Nugent or whatever? Man, I'll just send them the link. Anyway, that's a possibility. All on the website. Plus, there's other things on there. One thing I haven't talked about in a long time, you can actually go to the Right Side Store. Yeah, so the Right Side Store is on the website. Click on it. Go to it. You want a Right Side coffee mug, which is I'm sitting here right now drinking from a Right Side coffee mug that came from the Right Side Store. Got the logo on both sides. Drinks coffee quite well. But it's also got everything like stickers, T-shirts, Right Side socks. Everybody needs Right Side socks. Boomer, we got to get you some Right Side socks, man. I'm just saying. You're not fully dressed until you're wearing the Right Side socks. But anyway, all that's on there. Coming up next, the interview with Ted Nugent will be on live. Here I say live, pre-recorded, but live on the show today. And listen, this show is going to be full of content. You're not going to want to miss a minute of it. So stay tuned. More to come. I'm pretty stoked. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. And saving the world, one soundbite at a time. We'll be right back.